It's time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have Sarah Hopkins joining us on the phone from Scarsdale, New York. Sarah, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thank you.
And Sarah, I understand you have quite the musical family. What does everybody play in your household?
My husband and I have three boys. All three of the boys play piano, and our middle son plays the French horn, and our youngest plays the guitar.
And what do you play?
I play the viola, just, you know, amateur. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, since I was a kid, just, you know, string quartets and chamber and stuff like that, orchestras.
So if you play viola, are you really sick of viola jokes, or are you the great repository of viola jokes?
I am not sick of them. They're great. I am a huge repository of them. Yes, of course. I've heard them all.
Do you have a favorite?
What do you call 1,000 violas at the bottom of an ocean? A good start.
All right, that's a good start for viola jokes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
There are many, yes. Many, many.
Well, we don't have a viola puzzler. Unfortunately, Bruce only came up with a piano puzzler for you. But you know how this works, Sarah. Bruce takes a familiar tune and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. He'll play it for you here and we'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. So, you all set?
I'm all set. Great.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Oh my. This is a lot harder when, like, you're in the hot seat. It's much easier when I'm in the car with my kids. That was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Dramatically racing along, that piano puzzler.
Really dramatic, yeah.
So, Sarah, what do you think? What'd you hear?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I could not hear the tune at all. Mm-hmm. I was trying to pick it out in the right hand, like, maybe halfway through, it sounded like, but I couldn't even figure out what that was.
Yeah, we can circle back to that.
I was thinking Beethoven initially. Yeah.
Yes, you're right. Stop there.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Stop there.
Beethoven, it is. The style of Ludwig
great.
Van Beethoven.
Good, good.
First thought, best thought. Absolutely. Well done.
Right. And, you know, it's more than the style. It's actually full of quotes of a famous piece.
It's actually a violin piece, huh?
Yes, it is. It is. Do you know which one? It's a really famous violin sonata. Do you remember the
name? It's like a big, like, what's it called? Like, encore piece.
Well, it has a nickname. Maybe lodged there somewhere.
I'm not sure if I know the name. I certainly have a recording of it, and I can't think of what it is. I can't think of what it is.
That's right.
Yeah.
No,
but I know what you're talking about.
You definitely know the piece. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just impressed that you knew not only that it's Beethoven, but you recognized it as a violin piece. Bruce, which one is this?
Well, I think she knows which one it is because she sang so much of it.
I just don't know the name.
Yeah, the name. Well, it starts with a K. I'm just going to see if that does anything.
Oh, it's a Kreutzer.
Yes, The Kreutzer Sonata.
By Beethoven.
Now, the Kreutzer,
that's a great one.
Now, the Kreutzer Sonata actually starts with a slow introduction, but this does have a lot of the Kreutzer in it. But I don't think I should play a lot of it yet because the tune is there. So maybe we should just do it again, mm-hmm. now that we know it's the Kreutzer Sonata. And like with a fair number of puzzlers, the reason I use this particular piece by Beethoven is because it shares some strange things with the tune that I used.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Some of it overlaps in weird ways.
Okay. Now we can focus on the tune the second time through. Okay.
I can't figure out what it is.
I'm going to play it a little differently. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it fits.
That's the part that's familiar, and I don't know what that is.
It fits the Beethoven so perfectly that it is. That's why you're not getting it. Especially, Fred, I know you know this song because I've used it before.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's very unusual for you to blank out.
I'm
drawing a blank. It's because it's so tight with the Beethoven.
Bum, 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 dum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can sing it, but I'm not.
Is it some kind of hymn?
No.
Is it a...
It's from an old time musical. Which is very popular.
Is it like Cole Porter?
It is Cole Porter.
Okay, so wait. Okay, hold on. That's all I got is Cole Porter.
Cole Porter is pretty good, actually. Yeah. It's very funny that you got Cole Porter.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm disappointed I didn't get the song.
Well, but you got Beethoven and the
really
Kreutzer.
Hard.
That's okay. Yeah, you got Beethoven, and you even know the exact piece that Bruce was quoting from. And that's really the heart of the Piano Puzzler. Recognizing the style of different composers, and you totally did that right from the get-go.
Great.
All right, So in Love, the Cole Porter tune from the musical Kiss Me, Kate, in the style of Beethoven and quoting extensively from the Kreutzer Sonata, that particular violin sonata by Beethoven. Sarah Hopkins, you nailed the Beethoven part.
It was really fun.
Yes, well done. And Sarah, when you're not calling in and playing on the air, how do you hear our piano puzzlers?
On the podcast.
On the podcast? And is there a radio station you listen to?
Oh, WQXR.
WQXR 105.9 there in New York City. Sarah Hopkins from Scarsdale, New York. Good luck with your viola and busy life as a musical family. That sounds like, like a lot of fun. And thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Thanks so much. It was really fun.
It was fun. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.